This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott wants the more than 50 state Democrats to return home in order to proceed with the redistricting aimed at giving Republicans up to five additional U.S. House seats in the midterms. Now, President Trump is weighing in, calling for the potential for reinforcements to help him do that.
In a certain way, it almost looks like they've abandoned the state. It looks very bad. Yeah, go ahead, please.
Should the FBI get involved? Should the FBI get involved?
Well, they may have to. They may have to. No, I know they want them back. Not only the attorney general, the governor wants them back. You can't just sit it out. You have to go back. You have to fight it out. That's what elections are all about.
And former President Barack Obama weighing in on X, posting, "We can't lose focus on what matters right now. Republicans in Texas are trying to gerrymander district lines to unfairly win five seats in next year's midterm elections. This is a power grab that undermines our democracy." Now, the current Texas Attorney General and U.S. Senate candidate in Texas spoke last night.
"We have really very limited options. One is to wait, which several governors have done and just waited them out because eventually they have to come home. Or two, this Cor Winthrop motion that are filing that has been done by Abbott. We're going to file something very similar for more of the legislators to take them out of their office, remove them from office, since they are not showing up to do their job."
Now, some Republicans are pointing to states like Massachusetts and Connecticut with 35% and 38% of the Republican vote and zero seats in Congress as proof. Other states do this too.
Yeah, this is ridiculous, Lee.
Yeah. I just wish they would get to the point, though, of mentioning the fact that it's because of discrepancies in the U.S. Census that this is taking place. This is the whole reason for this, and it's not being talked about.
It's not, and I pulled it all back out so we could go back over it again. The Democrats are screaming and yelling about this, but there's two things they're not telling you. Like, Ayanna Pressley, She tweets, "What Republicans are doing in Texas is a cowardly, undemocratic power grab meant to silence voters." Well, she's from a state where Republicans won 36% of the vote and hold zero seats.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? It's not fair, but it's legal. It's all right. We're going to do it in Texas then. And they scream bloody murder because they're not used to us fighting back. But I pulled all of this back out. This is from August of 2022 when this broke. Okay. And what had happened, the inspector general discovered that almost 250 people working for the census had committed fraud. The census government agency does not dispute this. In fact, says they fired them. Wait, fraud. Isn't that illegal, though? Well, yeah, nothing's been done about that. They're probably all Democrats, right?
Exactly.
Here's what resulted. The Census Bureau admitted it overcounted the population of 8 states and undercounted the population of 6 states. What are the 8 states? They're all, almost all except Utah, Democrat. Delaware, Hawaii, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New York, Ohio, and Rhode Island. While undercounting Arkansas, red state, Florida, red state, Illinois, not red state, Mississippi, red state, Tennessee, red state, and Texas. What happened? Oops. They screwed up. And what that added up to was 6 seats. It should be in Republican hands. That the census admits this. The census.gov, the Census Bureau, admits this, but they're in Democrat hands. In other words, they stole them. So that's a 12-seat swing. That is massive in terms of being able to get stuff done, right? Let's keep going. Since the Democrats are, you know, so righteous here, they're the ones who let in, between Obama and Biden conservatively, 20 million illegal immigrants as policy and are now fighting to keep them here, undermining the federal government from sending them away, right? So, and Trump uses the figure all the time, 20 million under Biden, but let's go with 12. Let's go with the more conservative figure the media uses. Okay, that's 20 million people. How many congressional districts worth of illegal immigrants is that? 26, Lee. 26. Wow. What are we at now? 32 districts that Republicans should have, but Democrats have, through lawbreaking, fraud, and illegal immigration. So I don't want to hear their yap yap. I don't want to hear. I'm not interested. Now, let's go back to this, okay? So we understand how bad this was. The findings released Friday by the Office of Inspector General raised concerns about possible damage to the quality of the once-in-a-decade headcount that determines political power and federal funding. Why? Quote, some census takers fudged data but didn't get fired. Wait, we didn't fire all the people who committed fraud? No. And the ones we did didn't get prosecuted. 242 of them. Nope. During the 2020 census, the Associated Press documented cases of census takers who were pressured by their supervisors to enter false information into a computer system about homes they had not visited. That how this happened? Yeah, we hate this. We're so sorry, said the Census Bureau. Hate that fraud. And this is giving the Democrats the hand they have in Congress right now, right? Where we have to deal with them, unfortunately, because they stole these seats. Lee, this is another weaponized agency, yep, is what this is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's exactly it.
Yeah. Of the 1,400 census takers who were designated hard fails because of fraud in their work or entering in information they had not collected. So 1,400, right? Only 300 were fired.
Well, Democrats know if you occupy the bureaucracy, you don't necessarily have to win the election.
Oh, it gets better. Of the 1,400 hard-fail census takers, in other words, those who entered false information resulting in Democrats getting all of these seats, 1,300 of them received bonuses ranging from $50 to $1,600 each.
Bonuses for bogus information.
Yep. And here's the thing, Lee. They knew at the time there was problems with it, I think it was coordinated. I think they were deliberately committing fraud. Supervisors were able to track their census takers' work in real time through mobile devices that the census takers used to record information about household numbers, demographic characteristics, and members' relationships. So they knew they weren't actually visiting these houses, but had them put the information in anyway. That just happened to give Democrats the extra seats, or really retain seats in Democrat areas they should have lost. Because why? People flee Democrat areas like they're fleeing the plague. Because it's just miserable to live there. It's their policies. So remember what they did, Lee, and this is the worst part of all. And it's kind of brilliant, actually. What they did was present the census as correct, tell no one they knew there was fraud, let these districts get drawn, let the primaries happen. Then the summer after that, all these primaries are done, locked in. They're like, oh, yeah, we meant to tell you, we found massive fraud. All of this is wrong. Oh, by the way, we gave Democrats 6 seats that they didn't earn. They shouldn't have.
Yeah.
We gave it to them. They took 2 seats from Florida alone, right? And then they say, so sorry. Send no one to prison. A lot of these guys get bonuses. Again, 300 of the 1,400 get fired. And that's it. And so we got a problem. I mean, if Trump's going to redo the census, he needs to go through there with an axe. These supervisors will just fake the numbers again. I mean, this agency is as captured as the FBI or the CIA in terms of the bureaucracy. Maybe you got a Republican running it, but it won't matter. So, I mean, Trump's talking about doing a census. We absolutely should do another census. We should not count the illegals. Think about this for a minute. If we don't count the illegals, we count them to know how many there are, but we don't count them for purpose of apportionment,
exactly,
as you say.
Exactly.
Right? That we're talking about 32 seats that should be ours. This is how we win in what is basically a mini landslide in this last election, but we can barely govern. We hardly have a majority. They stole the seats. Mm-hmm. And yet in Texas, they may not like what we're doing, but it's completely legal. It is using every lever of power, as they do in their states,
right,
when they're not committing outright fraud, and they're screaming bloody murder.
Yeah.
So I don't care. Talk to my hand. Whatever. Blah, blah.
Yes, exactly.
Blah, 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 blah. And instead they're screaming Holocaust? Holocaust, really.
Please. That's just
this is like
despicable.
The Holocaust.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Now, keep in mind, too, I mean, this it's not just congressional seats, although that is part of it. This is electoral votes.
Electoral votes. This is also funding. There's plenty of things that are dependent upon the congressional seats there.
Think about how much harder Trump had to work this time to overcome the electoral votes that were stolen in this census, he still curb stomped them.
That's exactly what you were saying prior to the election. You were reminding folks that we're going to have to go over and above because we're going to have to deal with the dirty tricks of the Democrats.
And I did this, man. My nephew in North Carolina, remember, I was calling him out on the air. I was texting him. He finally told me stop. I was like, okay, I'll stop when you say stop, but that's it. That was the level of determination. And this is the just absolute ridiculous blah, blah we get from the Democrats.
And then integration happened and everybody thought they accept us. They don't accept us. They are showing us who they are. We should believe them. And we better have the courage to stand up. Otherwise, we will fall for anything. And in this country, we will be defeated, deported. I mean, we will lose all of our rights. And if you think it can't happen, it can. And I will liken this to the Holocaust. People are like, well, how did the Holocaust happen? How is somebody in a position to kill all them people? Well, good people remain silent. Or good people didn't realize that what happens to them can very
we
soon
are
happen to
be legally somebody. Redrawing the districts to match the voters that exist in the state, honey.
Which
that's not the Holocaust.
Which is required by law.
Yes, thank you. You Democrats going to flee the state? Well, what does the law say we can do? We can round y'all up and bring you back and make you vote. You can sit there. I don't care to get quorum. We're going to start acting like you do every day without the fraud.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Well, they did discriminate. I had J.P. Morgan Chase. I had hundreds of millions of dollars in cash. They told me, "I'm sorry, sir. We can't have you. You have 20 days to get out." I said, "You got to be kidding. I've been with you for 35, 40 years. I've never had anything like it. And it's not like, gee, you defaulted on a loan. You know, geez, if I could understand that, that's different. But there's no default. I mean, there's nothing but cash." And I call up Bank of America, and I speak to him, and I speak to a couple of people, and they have zero interest. Brian was kissing my ass when I was president, and when I called him after I was president to deposit $1 billion plus and a lot of other things, more importantly, to open accounts, which banks always like. They like accounts because they get interest-free, you know, the overnights and things. There are a lot of reasons for it, but... And he said, we can't do it. No, we can't do it. So I went to another one.
If it can happen to Donald Trump, it can happen to any of us. Trump is America's first political dissident. Think about this for a minute. Like, just put it all together, what we're watching right now. The man commie effect has now spread to Seattle, where another avowed Marxist, another communist, has won after it spread to Minnesota. Let's just look at the signs here, okay? Really close. They're doing all these things we saw in the Soviet Union, show trials. Trump's entire criminal persecution from Florida to New York under Joe Biden was one big show trial. These are all features of communism, features of Marxism. And yet we're asking ourselves, are the Democrats going Marxist? Well, they did 4 years ago. And now we find out Trump was debanked for wrongthink. And folks, if it could happen to Trump, it could happen to us. And understand this morning, as you're hitting your knees, thank the Lord. Countries don't come back from this. When you have total censorship, which we had, the FBI had gained total control over all relevant social media. They didn't have Truth Social and they didn't have Gab. But Lee, when Parler surged, they simply destroyed it. You don't come back from total censorship. We did. It's a miracle. And now we're finding out what they did. What is the social credit system in China that they use to control everybody? What is the punishment when your score dips too low for wrongthink? When you're not considered valuable to the party anymore? Worse, when you begin to question the party. What is the punishment? You get debanked. You lose your ability to get on a plane. Oh, wait, that happened to Tulsi Gabbard, didn't it?
Yeah.
She's put on a terror list, and they hadn't taken her ability to fly away yet, but she was flanked by dogs and Homeland Security agents because she was put on a list. Hello, Soviet Union. For the Democrats who scream so much about Russia, they are Russia, but not modern Russia. No, Soviet era Russia. I mean, if you could debank a guy who says, I had to move over $100 million out of J.P. Morgan Chase, and I had to rush, I didn't know how to do it. And then he calls up Bank of America. Do you want my money? No, sorry, we can't take it. And why couldn't they take it? Because Joe Biden's regulators were on a reign of terror. By the way, they also debanked Melania and Barron. This is crazy stuff. And you know what? Our side needs to wake up and talk about this the way I am. Oh, that wasn't very nice to the bank. Seems a little unethical. This is a violation of basic human rights. And again, Lee, I say this all the time. Where we are now, okay? We're in the heart of the war with these people. We're going to live under authoritarian communism, remotely controlled by the CCP. as the Democrat Party merges with the CCP. I've got more evidence of that this morning. Karen Bassley is on the Chinese Communist Party's payroll. Over $1 million. They're just writing checks to her and her organization. She's the mayor of LA. It has become normal for the Communist Party to put you or your family, if you're a Democrat, on the payroll. Look at all the signs. Look at it all. Look at the totality of it. Understand what our fight is, because the next time they win office, and every time from now on, we will face losing our social media accounts. We will face censorship that is illegal and unconstitutional, just as matter of operational fact. We will face losing access to the banking system exactly as you do in China. You get debanked. You can't get on a bus. You can't get on a plane. Your children are kicked out of the best schools. Your job disappears. That's where they're going. Here we call the job disappearance cancellation. Look at it all. Put it all together. We are fighting a Marxist revolution in our country. Let me do another one. Sydney Sweeney. Wait, what does that have to do with this? And the jeans. American Eagle. You couldn't have made that ad 3 years ago. Why? Because Obama's human rights campaign would give you a rating. And if your rating wasn't high enough, one of the things you had to do, Lee, was you had to feature gay, bisexual, and transgender people in your advertising. You had to have minority-heavy advertising. You had to have gay themes in your advertising. Why? It's everywhere. Or you'd get a low score. You get a low score. Guess what? The big hedge funds, Vanguard, Larry Fink, all of them, they dump your stock. What is that? That is a social credit system. The reason that you saw Beyonce in that same outfit, but not Sydney Sweeney, is because Obama wouldn't have liked it. And American Eagle would have gotten canceled. Their stock would have gotten canceled. Look at it all. And JP Morgan Chase is still terrified. They're still terrified this morning. Listen to their response when Trump, you know, comes out on CNBC, Lee, and says, hey, I was debanked. They don't deny it. They sound more like they're still in a hostage situation, because guess what? All of the regulators who threatened to audit them if they didn't close conservative accounts. And by the way, not just Trump's. Senator Sam Brownback, former senator, Republican senator, is a religious nonprofit. His was shut down. I guess Biden didn't like it. Democrats don't like you. You don't get access to financial system. Good luck. That'll shut you down. People can't donate to you. What, are they going to walk dollar bills over to your, I don't know, office? I mean, what the heck? And here's JP Morgan Chase. And what you can tell what they're doing, they're still terrified of these liberal Soviet style dictators. And what they'll do is they'll audit you. They'll put all kinds of repercussions on you. The banking industry is terrified. And what the Democrats auditors have started doing, say, hey, that person shouldn't be allowed to bank. That person shouldn't be allowed to bank. We don't like them. Here's JP Morgan Chase, Todd Pyro this morning.
In response to Trump's accusations, JP Morgan Chase said the following, quote, we don't close accounts for political reasons, and we agree with President Trump that regulatory change is desperately needed. We commend the White House for addressing this issue and look forward to working with them to get this right. Not exactly denying it. In fact, kind of agreeing.
Yeah, kind of agreeing. There's, you know what they're saying, Lee? Help us. Help us. We're still being terrorized by Democrat regulators. We don't want to debank you. We would like to have your $100 million plus dollars, but the Democrats won't let us. You go. You wrap it up.
Well, I just, to me, this goes back a little bit even further, because Obama taught folks how to do this with Operation Choke Point, where they actually were having regulations against businesses, banks, and financial institutions doing businesses with legal gun shops.
Yep.
A constitutional right, a constitutionally enshrined situation with the Second Amendment there. And the Obama administration, through Operation Choke Point, was stopping banks from doing business with gun shop owners.
And then what did they do next? They wanted to build this social credit system so badly, but they saw that cryptocurrency was a threat to that. They wanted to digitize the dollar.
Yep.
Jerome Powell, our Federal Reserve Chair, is still running the pilot program for that. The launch is still 2026. It's supposed to launch. We'll see what happens with it. But if You know, if you could, if you're restricted to only using the dollar and it's digital and they debank you, you were done. You might actually starve if you don't have people to take care of you.
But we already have a digital currency system in this country.
Yeah, we do.
And it's privately done because
yeah.
the banks do it. I never see cash anymore when I get paid. Never. When's the last time you actually saw cash, that you were paid cash, Tara, in your paycheck? It's all digital. It's direct deposit. It's a bunch of numbers that go into a bank account.
And remember, Nikki Haley had the other part of the system, because
yeah.
she's essentially a Democrat. I mean, she is. J.P. Morgan Chase chair, Jamie Dimon, raised money for her and for Hillary, right? What was the first thing she said she was going to do when she announced her campaign? First thing, when she announced her campaign, you've got to have a digital ID to be allowed to access the internet. Why? So they could tie your social media accounts to your bank account, shut the whole thing down, cut you off from food, cut you off from flying, cut you off from putting gasoline in your car, cut you off from getting to work. That system was almost built. Thank God, truly, thank God we dodged this. We got one chance to get this right. Because Lee, from now on, every time they take office, we can expect to lose every single right we have. We will never know until they leave office if we're going to have to shoot our way out or we can still vote our way out. That's where we are with the Democrats. We have to fight like we would fight for our last breath of air if our head was pushed underwater, because that's where we are. And you know what? You know what's going to happen next? Let me tell you what's going to happen next. The Republican leadership, watch this, is going to make it hard to get a bill through Congress to stop the debanking of conservatives. That's what they're going to. That's why Trump has to do this through executive order. Republicans don't want conservatives to have rights because we are their number one critics. And remember what happened. I mean, as recently as weeks after the election this fall, we had Mike Johnson working with the Democrats to fund all of the censorship programs, including the one that was pressuring advertisers not to advertise on X. They were demonetizing X, demonetizing Daily Caller to the tune of $100 million, demonetizing conservative media. And Mike Johnson was trying to fund it. Elon Musk embarrassed him into stopping it. So understand, we got to fight our own party, too. We got to fight our own party, too. We are no way done, folks. But the good news is we weren't even on the field of battle before. And now we are.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.